FBI says New Orleans truck attack was evil act of terrorism carried out by lone suspect. A senior FBI official told reporters on January 2nd that the agency believes the suspect who killed more than a dozen people by driving a truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers acted alone to carry out an evil act of terror. Christopher Rea, deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, said at the New Orleans press conference on Thursday that 14 people had been killed and at least 35 injured in what he said was a senseless attack. Shamsa Dinjabar of Texas has been identified as the suspect in the deadly attack, which took place at around 3:15 a.m. on January 1st toward the end of New Year's celebrations on Bourbon Street. Jabbar died in a shootout with police after driving a truck into a crowd of revelers and firing at officers, officials said. Let me be very clear about this point, Reyes said at the press conference. This was an act of terrorism. Hundreds of tips have been called in about the incident, Reyes said, adding that while investigators are running them down aggressively, the investigation would take time to complete. At this stage of the probe, however, the FBI does not believe Jabbar had any accomplices in what Rea described as a premeditated, evil act. We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack, except for Shamsa Dinjabbar, the subject you've already been briefed on, Rea said. Jabbar is believed to have picked up a rented Ford F-150 pickup truck in Houston on December 30th, Rea said. The suspect then drove to New Orleans on December 31st, posting several videos to online platforms proclaiming his support for ISIS, including 5 videos posted on his Facebook page, Rea said, noting that the last video was posted at 3:02 a.m., just minutes before the deadly attack. In one of the videos, Jabbar disclosed he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but opted against doing so out of concern that news headlines would not focus on the war between the believers and the disbelievers, according to Rea. The suspect also allegedly revealed in one of the videos that he had joined the ISIS terrorist group before the summer of 2024. In a prior update, the FBI said it had not ruled out whether Jabbar acted alone. Alethea Duncan, the FBI special agent for New Orleans, told reporters at a press conference on January 1st that Jabbar, a U.S. citizen, may have had accomplices and urged the public to come forward with any relevant information about the suspect. Officials have not yet released the names of the 14 people killed in the attack. Rea also said in the January 2nd update that the FBI had found no definitive link between the New Orleans attack linked to Jabbar and a truck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. 7 people sustained minor injuries when a Tesla Cybertruck exploded in the early morning hours of January 1st outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. Video footage revealed a collection of charred fireworks mortars, canisters, and other explosives packed into the truck's bed. Despite the explosion, the truck bed walls remained intact, as the blast was directed upward rather than outward. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in a post on X, "We have now confirmed that the explosion was caused by very large fireworks and/or a bomb carried in the bed of the rented Cybertruck and is unrelated to the vehicle itself. All vehicle telemetry was positive at the time of the explosion." In a separate post, he labeled the incident a terrorist attack. Speaking at the January 2nd press conference in New Orleans, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry expressed condolences to the victims' families and said that law enforcement assets have been surged to the area to assist with the investigation.